Welcome back to South Florida Sunday. Sherina with you. And Earth Day is right around the corner. And Discover the Palm Beaches, along with Loggerhead Marine Life Center, are teaming up for Earth Day to highlight sustainability and community engagement through their Sea to Preserve efforts. Here to tell us a little bit more about their initiatives and why it's so important to protect and preserve not only our environment, but also our quality of life, we have Angela Cruz Ledford, the Director of Public Relations and Communication for Discover the Palm Beaches, as well as Hannah Campbell, the Vice President of Education at Loggerhead Marine Life Center. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you.
Hi, good to be here.
It is really great to have you. So we see the banners and logos, especially downtown. We see you at events. But for those who don't know, those who are new to our community, who is Discover the Palm Beaches?
Oh, yeah. We're a fun organization, I like to say. We are Palm Beach County's official tourism marketing organization. And we're important, I think, because visitation drives the local economy. People don't just come to Florida and the Palm Beaches just because. We wish they would. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, the beach is such a draw. We've got great hotels, restaurants, attractions. But we have to compete for a share of the world's attentions, which means we have to do marketing. We have to create opportunities to showcase these local communities and establish a recognizable brand. Right. And I do think it's important for residents to understand that we are funded by bed taxes, which means that you as a resident, you get the benefit, but we're funded by visitors, which is great.
Oh.
So it's like the gift that keeps on giving, you know?
Well, if we're being honest, I had no idea about the bed taxes, but that's pretty awesome. So what sort of resources does your company have, and how does the organization benefit the local community besides the bed taxes, of course?
So resources, why we've got a strong team of about 50 people, and we do all kinds of things from marketing to, you know, group sales, bringing in conventions and those big meetings, those types of groups coming to downtown, Boca Raton, these places. Business travel is such a big hit. And overall, for tourism, it's the number one industry in Florida, and in Palm Beach County, it's one of the largest economic drivers. So last year in 2023, we drove more than $10 billion to the local economy, and there's more than 85,000 jobs that are supported by it. But the key stat that I really like to emphasize, because for each person, for you, me, Hannah, everybody listening, you're like, okay, what does that do for me? I know I get the benefit of the amenities. I know if I live in West Palm Beach, I get to go to the Kravis Center or all these great places like the zoo or Loggerhead, you know, which Hannah will tell you about. So you get that kind of benefit. But what you may not realize is that every household in Florida is saved more than $1,800 in your taxes because of tourism. Because Florida is one of those very rare states that doesn't have a state tax, in part because of the amazing amount of tourism that we have. So I think, you know, understanding those types of benefits is really key for residents to realize tourism is not a bad thing. It's a great thing. That's why, you know, when you live here, you not only benefit from the sunshine, you benefit in your wallet and you benefit in your lifestyle.
Okay, so I guess we can put up with a little extra traffic if it's saving us money in the end. You know, I actually follow you on social media, Facebook and Instagram, which I recommend everyone do. And though I've lived here pretty much my whole life, I am still finding new places and new events just by following you on your social media.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say that. It's amazing to see the diversity of the activities that we have in the Palm Beaches. In fact, we just launched a campaign that we call the Palm Beaches Collection, because in Palm Beach County, there are 39 cities and towns, each with their own unique tourism identity. And so it's a collection. And just like you said, you've lived here your entire life and you still are finding out new things. New things are popping up every day. And it's kind of our job to figure those out and, you know, make sure we're promoting them and telling a great story and making sure visitors and residents do a lot of research on our site or follow us, like you said, on social media, and then, you know, come to visit and stay in a hotel and enjoy a great meal and spend time out and about.
Absolutely. Is there anything that people would be surprised to learn about Discover the Palm Beaches?
I'm glad today to be talking alongside with Hannah, because I think people, you know, they look at us and they think, oh, you know, Angela, her job is to promote fun. Okay, that's true. But I really hope people understand that we do focus on sustainability. It's a huge component. It's one of our key pillars. Environmental conservation is important because we, as the tourism marketing people, we understand that preserving the natural resources and ecosystem and biodiversity of all of marine life and all the, you know, wildlife out there, it's not only the right thing to do for the planet. We believe that it's crucial for long-term tourism viability. Again, the number one reason that people do come here to visit is the beach. So when I'm sitting here and I'm promoting, oh, we've got 47 miles of pristine coastline and it's not crowded and it's nice and clean, we need to keep it clean. We need to make sure that those sea turtles have great, you know, safe wonderful beaches without any, you know, trash or any pollution or debris, that kind of thing. So we do promote sustainable practices because we understand that this contributes to protecting our fragile ecosystem and then overall helping the tourism landscape as well.
No, absolutely. And that's why I love that you're doing the Sea to Preserve campaign. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so that's why we do a lot of the emphasis on those great eco attractions like Loggerhead Marine Life Center, as well as FPL's Manatee Lagoon and Gumbo Limbo down in Boca Raton. And, you know, there's so many places to get out and about. And not only that, using it as an opportunity to educate our visitors about sustainability in their tourism practices. When you go to the beach, keep it clean, right? That kind of thing. So making sure that our social media and our website and our marketing efforts are really including this component, just so that we teach people, you know, it is about fun, but it's also about making sure that we're keeping this place great for not only today's enjoyment, but also for future generations.
Yes, I absolutely agree with that. And social media is a great way to get the word out about what we're trying to do in Palm Beach County. And of course, we have Hannah from the Loggerhead Marine Life Center on the line with us. You guys are doing amazing things at this center. Can you tell us more about it?
Yes, Loggerhead Marine Life Center. We are a nonprofit ocean conservation organization located in Juneau Beach, of course, in the Palm Beaches, with a mission to promote the conservation of ocean ecosystems and a special focus on threatened and endangered sea turtles.
Yes, absolutely. You're so well known for rescuing sea turtles and returning them to the wild. But when I was there, when I visited the center, I was also surprised to see miniature sharks and like other sea creatures being rehabbed. Can you talk about the measures Loggerhead Marine Life Center takes to protect the marine life and their habitats?
Yes, absolutely. So the flagship experience is to visit our center, right? So we have lots of coastal ecosystem exhibits where you can meet all native species to South Florida and the Palm Beaches, like our nurse sharks, like you had met when you visited. Of course, the main experience is our outdoor sea turtle hospital, where you can really see the rehabilitation of sea turtles. That's a huge part of our mission at work. This is an active sea turtle hospital, so patients are going in and out of their treatments while guests can observe and ask our volunteer interpreters and our staff what's going on, why they're there, why they're in treatment, how they got there, and then most importantly, what they can do to help prevent other sea turtles from coming into the hospital. Because for as much as we love sea turtles as a flagship ambassador species at Loggerhead Marine Life Center for our visitors, at the end of the day, you know, it would be really great if we didn't have these sick and injured sea turtles that needed care in the first place. So our mission is really to educate, inspire the community to come to our center, learn about the patients, their stories, why they're here, and then ultimately take what they've learned, bring it back to their community, back to their friends, families, and share what they've learned so we can all be a part of that ocean conservation community.
Absolutely. And I really love that it's hands-on education. Like, you provide models of the marine life. And of course, when you do have marine life at your facility, you also tell their stories, how they came into your care and what we can do to prevent those things from happening again.
We do. And, you know, we see just over 310,000 visitors a year. And not only do we have admission-free facilities, so anyone can come, we are a donation-based facility, but there is no required admission at the door for anyone to learn about ocean conservation. It's really important to us that everyone that comes through the door doesn't just see marine life. That is a really big part of it because the ocean is so inaccessible to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Really just that connection with marine life is really valuable, but we have taken special care to make sure that with every experience comes that conservation and sustainability education. That's a really big part of it. It's not a sea turtle zoo or an aquarium. We're not just those things. What we are is really a conservation facility, and we're trying to get that messaging out to as many people as possible in a very fun way.
Yes, exactly. And you have like also a kids room where the kids can also learn about this too. So, you know, you're getting them at a young age so they will grow up and know like, okay, I'm going to keep the beach clean. I'm not going to use things that will harm the animals, you know, that sort of thing.
Yes. And they'll tell you about it too. What they learn from us that we hear from families all the time, parents are saying, I cannot leave anything on the beach anymore. My children will let me know about it, right?
Good. Yes, exactly. That's what we want. So looking into the future as far as sustainability goals, what does Loggerhead Marine Life Center have in mind?
Well, ultimately, right, we want a perfect world where these sea turtles and also other marine life that are impacted by human activity in and on the water, we want to not have to have a hospital. I mean, the bigger picture is really to minimize the human impact on the ocean and on marine life. And we do that, like I had mentioned, through a number of initiatives. We do that through education, rehabilitation, and especially our research. I didn't spend a ton of time talking about that, but another really big goal of Loggerhead Marine Life Center is to really understand the local sea turtle population, what the trends are, you know, what are we seeing as far as population numbers, hatch success, how many hatchlings are leaving the beaches, how many nests are laid.
Now,
we just kicked off the sea turtle nesting season on March 1.
Yes.
It runs through October 31st, so about Halloween. And a big goal of ours into now and in well into the future is to make sure that the residents, visitors, new people that are moving to the Palm Beaches by the droves every day,
yes,
know that these sea turtles are the locals and how to best minimize their impact on these amazing creatures.
Right, right. Now, how does the Loggerhead Marine Life Center engage with the local community to promote sustainability and conservation?
Yeah, the conservation action, again, is a really big piece. We do a lot of community festivals coming up. We have our Earth Day celebration, which I know we're going to talk about today, on campus. So we engage a lot of community partners to share that messaging. And again, just a new, fun, engaging, family-friendly way. But we also do a lot of communication through our sea turtle releases. So when our sea turtles have had a successful recovery, mm-hmm. we work with community stakeholders and we invite the public to come watch these sea turtles after their journey through rehabilitation, learn their story, and watch them take their first steps back into their ocean home, healthy and ready to thrive.
I've never been to one, but I've always wanted to go to one. So maybe I'll make it this year.
Yes.
So Earth Day is coming up. What's the big plan for that?
Earth Day celebration is something we look forward to every year. It's the second greatest month, Earth Month, next to World Ocean Month in June. No, I'm kidding. Both months are really important. Earth Month is really important to us, obviously, because it's a really great way. It's a really great platform to get the community involved in thinking more sustainably. Mm-hmm. And how we do that at Loggerhead Marine Life Center, of course, with our amazing partners at Discover the Palm Beaches and others that will be joining us for the day, like Resource Depot, we create different activations throughout the day.
Okay.
We're going to start with an amazing beach cleanup, so you can come out with your families or just by yourself or your friends, come collect debris off the beaches. Then our full center opens at 10 a.m. You can explore our outdoor sea turtle hospital, meet our sea turtle patients again, learn their stories, and a special flagship experience that we have in addition to the beach cleanup and our amazing exhibitors that will be throughout the day is the annual student fashion catwalk brought to us by Resource Depot.
Oh.
So there will be 29 high school students that have been working for months to create their own fashion outfit made with mostly upcycled sustainable material. And they're going to be debuting their outfit at Loggerhead Marine Life Center at the Earth Day celebration for everyone to see and learn about. And the best part is all of these students pulled their inspiration for their outfits this year, their fashion statements from our sea turtle patients and the Loggerhead Marine Life Center mission. So you won't want to miss that. That flagship event is at 11:15 a.m. on the Earth Day celebration event.
That is amazing. Now, I do have my calendar out. When and where is this going to be happening?
It will be taking place at Loggerhead Marine Life Center on Saturday, April 20th, starting at 8:30 a.m. and running through 2 p.m.
Angela, Hannah, definitely want to say keep up the good work because your efforts are really helping to keep our Palm Beaches one of the most beautiful and friendly places to live and visit. How can people get involved with the Sea to Preserve campaign efforts and other volunteer opportunities that you have going on?
What I would encourage for anybody who wants to get involved with the Sea to Preserve campaign is really to not only actually do the action, but tell the story of it. Now, you're talking to somebody who works in marketing, you know, but I feel that this is where inspiration lies. This is where children and teenagers and, you know, parents of teenagers or just people who are passionate about the environment, when you do something good and you volunteer at Loggerhead or what other, you know, thing you want to do, if you do a beach cleanup on your own, or if you're like, hey, look, I'm drinking water out of a glass without a straw, put that on social media. Use our hashtag Love the Palm Beaches and share and inspire your friends and family to do the same thing, because it's these little actions that collectively add up to make a big difference. It's even small things like Palm Beach County watching out with balloon bans and making sure that, you know, we're not doing these long-term things that could hurt marine life and wildlife in the area, and, you know, having our beaches that are sea turtle friendly with the lights and the residents that live on these islands that, you know, make sure they're abiding by the ordinances. It's so many little actions that add up. Volunteering is a big one. But I think for me, just again, I'm definitely a marketing person. I think when you share that and you tell everybody that, you know, like, this is something I'm proud to do, mm-hmm. these cause those, you know, domino effects types things where it becomes the societal norm. Walking the walk, you're also talking the talk.
Absolutely. I love that idea. Yes.
We are so lucky to live in the Palm Beaches, aren't we? I would say volunteering is such a huge way to impact the local community, and at Loggerhead Marine Life Center, we do have a lot of volunteer opportunities. We have about 390 volunteers active in our volunteer community, and we are always looking for people from the community that want to be more involved in our mission, want to give back, and feel like they are making a huge difference. Every single one of our volunteers make a huge impact in ocean conservation, and we welcome anyone that is interested in learning more or getting involved with Loggerhead Marine Life Center to visit us online at marinelife.org/volunteer.